Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reported live from the Brown and Kruger Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 68, and currently it is 51 with clear skies in Wyandotte.
Hi, Dee!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Almonds Day and President's Day?
Almonds Day, okay, yeah. You saw Almondy. Shout out to the ones who know. We talking with Mary Quinn Lucas coming up 7:38 this morning. We got a lot to talk about,
D. We definitely do. We also have the morning gossip going down at your 23s. A few hot topic conversations. One is it a diss to say you've outgrown someone's music?
Girl, what's going on?
I can't wait to have that. Because I've been telling you about how I feel about certain things.
What?
I told you T.I.'s number two now because of this. Mm. This is the same thing I'm on.
Interesting.
Your motivational minute coming up in about 10 minutes. We hustling and shining on another week to do something great. Oh, yeah. The big blessings are starting on this Monday on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
If you attempt nothing, you'll achieve nothing. If you attempt everything, you'll be working in so many different directions that you're not likely to achieve much. The most successful strategy lies somewhere in the middle. Be ambitious with your intentions, but not ridiculous. When your schedule is empty, you're missing out on a lot of opportunities to make good use of your time. When every second of your schedule is crammed full, you'll leave yourself no time to process it all. Balance is the key. Schedule plenty of meaningful, productive activity while also offering yourself plenty of time to rest and recover. It's delusional to think that just because you wish for something, you'll get it. It's just as delusional to think that you can fulfill every desire by pursuing nonstop effort. Set ambitious goals, devote significant time, and work to achieve them. And be sure to balance that with reasonable amounts of time to enjoy and find meaning in all the fruits of your labor. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 67. Currently, it is 49 with clear skies in KC Mo. After pleading not guilty to federal civil rights charges, Don Lemon spoke to the press and thanked his family and others for their support.
For more than 30 years, I've been a journalist, and the power and protection of the First Amendment has been the underpinning of my work. First Amendment, the freedom of the press, bedrock of our democracy. I will not be intimidated. I will not back down. I will fight these baseless charges, and I will not be silenced.
Amen.
Standing on big business, as he should. Other news. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
Nah, I was just going to say God, too. That's all.
Yeah. What you write? Other news. Ice-T was just out promoting the OG Network with our friend Big Court.
Big Court!
And in their recent conversation, they were asked, Ice-T specifically, if every celebrity or artist should speak on politics.
Uh-oh.
I think only people should speak on issues are ones that really carry it with them daily. If that's who you are, then if it's not, don't do it for publicity. Don't do it for hype. Don't let your publicist tell you speak on this topic. Because if you're not educated enough to speak on it, you're going to end up getting caught out there.
You're right.
That last part, facts.
You're going to get stood up on the carpet and ridiculed. Now, if you say something stupid, think about it. You could really lose your fan base.
Yeah. It's not even just saying it's something stupid. Picking aside, either way, you're going to lose a piece of your fan base. So you got to take that on the chin. But does that call into question the people that don't speak out? Do you hold them responsible? Or do you just say, they're not saying nothing, so we're going to leave them alone?
So these are entertainers. And we shouldn't, a lot of times in our community, entertainers and comedians and all of that, they seem to be the spokesperson for our plights and our political cries, mm-hmm. you know, for lack of a better term, when it shouldn't be like that. Like, they're celebrities. They act, they entertain, they're
right.
they're in the
I get
arts.
What you're saying, yeah.
We need people that's dedicated to the struggle, like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Those guys weren't entertainers. They were true to the dedication of activism and making sure that there's a better place for us.
Absolutely.
So I just feel like if you're not 100% ingrained in it, then, you know, make your comments. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I don't expect that from every celebrity because they're celebrities.
Yeah. So. Sounded like a shut up and dribble situation here.
I'm not saying it's
a positive and negative to that, though. That's not bad.
I'm not saying you can't speak on it, but I'm saying, like, careful. You got to be careful, like he said. I think our community, we shouldn't rely so heavily on the opinions of
those celebrities.
Right.
Facts.
Have your opinions, of course, mm-hmm. but, you know, we should look at that and be like, oh, okay, that's cool.
That's what they think. Cool. That's how they feel. Yes.
But we got to right. concentrate on this over here.
Yeah, that's a fact. Because they not the people in the courtrooms and all of this. I'm with you.
That's
with
all
you
I'm that saying.
Yeah. Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
You and I, we go out frequently. We're out in our community. We mm-hmm. are out not only, you know, serving our community, but, you know, we like to party with our community, too. We like to have a good time.
Absolutely.
And our cousins were having a good time at a local club this past weekend when things turned tragic. KCPD arrived, and they found three women suffering from gunshot wounds. First responders declared one of the victims dead at the scene, while the other two were taken to the hospital. One of the women taken to the hospital died from her wounds there. Police said the third woman suffered injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Officers learned that a fourth victim, a man, had been taken to the hospital by a personal car and was said to have been in critical condition. The deceased victims has been identified as 24-year-old Tashana Ballard and 29-year-old Ebony Silas. Mm. So we're waking up with the victims on our hearts and minds. Yes. As KCPD stated that the victims were inside a club when there was an interaction with one or more suspects that escalated and led to shots being fired in the club when struck the victims. Mm. When this brought up a conversation yesterday, all on Facebook, on social media.
Yeah.
And there are a ton of opinions, accusations,
rumors, all type
rumors,
of things.
Big rumors going around, and we will not dive into any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do want to talk about, D, is the mindset of some people of, what are you doing? Why do you want to cause mass chaos
right.
in a club of people on Valentine's Day?
Ridiculous.
Trying to disturb the peace. Like,
it's awful.
Why is, do you not think, this club has plenty of sheriffs and police outside a lot of times, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to think of the mindset of the person. You're willing to risk not only your life, but everybody's life in here and cause mass chaos mm-hmm. over what, bro?
Yeah.
Is it over beef? Is it over a woman? Is it
And I think that's the part. You mentioned, what are you thinking? And I don't think it's a thought involved, and that's part of the problem.
I feel awful for the family and friends of these young ladies.
Yeah.
Because
it's awful.
They were out trying to have a good time. And how do you even get a gun in the club? How does that even happen?
It's a great question.
And plenty of rumors out there for that, and we're going to let y'all, you know, do what it do with that.
Yeah, I want to add this too, for B. Anyone with any information, please reach out to the TIPS hotline. There is a reward up to $25,000 for information. Submit it anonymously through the TIPS hotline.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Negro Leagues Baseball Museum announced detailed plans for a $35 million expansion that will reconnect the museum to its historic roots while creating more space for exhibits and visitors in Kansas City, Missouri's 18th and Vine District, D. And you know, Mr. Bob Kendrick, he's super excited about it.
So we're building the first ever Negro Leagues Baseball Museum campus as the gateway into historic 18th and Vine, and an international headquarters for both black baseball and social history. And so there are brand new renderings, which of course includes the new Marriott Tribute Hotel that is being built in partnership with Grayson Capital. And so I can't wait to show off these new renderings. I hope everybody loves the vision that we now have for this campus.
This could be an economic puller. For the East Side, D, for real, this is something that's needed.
Yes. So
the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum needs upgrades. It's fantastic and beautiful as it is right now on its own, because Mr. Kendrick and the team has done a tremendous job of keeping that thing up. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the history needs to be modernized. There needs to be interactive things. There needs to be you know, more screens, more displays, so that Mr. Bob Kendrick, well, he be giving out all the tours, and he knows so much about everything that I feel like it'd be wearing him out. So let's just have some video of him
recorded and do that, and then the interactive piece is gonna be so fun, because different museums in other states do the same thing, where it's super, it is modernized. So the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum also, if you didn't know, Cousins, is offering free admission throughout the month of February in honor, of course, of Black History Month. So take the family up there.
You know it. Gotta have Mr. Kendrick on the show, too.
We do. The best dressed man in Kansas City. I've been saying it for a while. It's facts. It's valid.
It's your boy, Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company. And I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Big love to everybody that's tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, making us a part of your daily morning routine. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world,
but you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Thank you.
Shout out to the family that's hitting us up on the text line. Shout out to Deontay, DeKyla, and Mackenzie. That said, for teaching me unconditional love. Mommy, love you, and hope you have an amazing day. I love that. That's so sweet. Shout out to our cousin Anastasia Jackson, always tapping in. She said, good morning, Kansas and Missouri. Yeah. Who else we got? Shout out to Rich Harris, sending us some love. Shout out to him and his KC Rattlers. Look like they had a chill, nice weekend. They didn't have any games, but I believe they're still undefeated. So shout out to the KC Rattlers and, of course, Coach Rich and all the entire coaching staff. And then he sent us out some love, too, just saying, hey, make sure you be careful and be safe when you out DJing and all those good things. So we appreciate that love that you sent us, Rich. Also, on the Facebook side, Melinda Hopkins, happy birthday to you, cousin. LaVita Karasticks as well, always sending some love. And then Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you, family.
My dog.
We'll be back. TMG, we got that on the way. We got to talk about, TMG is on the way at 7:24, by the way. So you can make sure you are on time, cousin.
Make sure we on time.
Right, CP time, but we gonna be on time. Let's hold each other accountable, cousins.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 67. Currently, it is 46. Clear skies at the Jackson County Courthouse. There's a popular West Coast rapper named L.A. Russell. He's been receiving a lot of backlash online because he spoke on Lil Wayne's music and how he felt like he personally outgrew some of it.
You know, I had a moment in my journey where I had grew a disdain for Wayne just because I start listening to everything. Like, I start maturing as a human, and I'm like, damn, this wasn't talking about nothing. Like, I've seen the negative that he contributed to the community, and I had to look like, man, what are the songs where he really talked about something and gave?
See, this proves that you don't be listening to me.
Me?
Yeah, you.
How?
This is the same exact thing I said about T.I., but I got flack for it, though.
Who gave you flack?
You!
I didn't give you flack for that.
You always do because
I didn't give you flack for that piece.
Because I always be like, Kendrick is my number one now. But this
does seem like you were flip floppy. That's why I gave you flack. It was not because of the contents. Because this is exactly how I feel when you tell me you ain't seen that movie. It's like I can't watch something that you fell in love with when you was probably like 15. I'm not gonna be able to connect with it because I feel like I've outgrew it. Certain movies where we have a conversation, you'd be like, oh yeah, D, you gotta watch this movie. Now, when you probably saw it, you probably was 15 and you thought this movie was the best thing smoking. I'm a 29-year-old black woman. So now I can't feel the same energy you had as a 15-year-old boy. So that's how I feel in connection to outgrowing stuff. So I agree with it. You outgrow certain things. And that's nothing wrong with it. I don't think it's a diss to Wayne. I don't think it's a diss to any type of art.
It should be.
I mean, he's not the only one.
All the mixtapes you had.
Yes.
We just talking about him, though.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying.
All the mixtapes you had, everything you said. Bro, it didn't mean nothing. It didn't, and he can't be. So give me a lyric that he said back in the day. That
I love the song. What's the name of the song?
That means.
I can give you a song.
Please
what was
do.
The song? Was it called Georgia? Georgia Bush?
Bro, come on. That simple Simon ass song, bro.
It doesn't
matter.
But
nothing.
It's a content. It has contents to it, no?
And he said,
he
didn't say anything of impact in that song. He talked stuff about the president. That's what that song was about them not responding to
you
Katrina.
You asked me a question. I gave you an answer.
It's the wrong answer, though. There is no answer. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I guess I shouldn't go on Family Feud then.
Good answer.
Another news. If you are interested in knowing how the new edition tour is going, I know Kansas City had a great time, but this is Bobby Brown during the tour.
Y'all want to see me dance?
That's all he did?
They having fun. I mean, he did a bunch of different things. He just was like, I guess he like, I ain't dancing right now. Y'all want to see that?
Oh, so he was just standing up?
Yes, that's what he said. He said, if y'all want to see me dance, Google me.
Yikes.
And then that performance specifically, he walked out.
Good luck on future tours, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think people expect him to be that exactly. But that's why you said you don't like tours, because they're not going to, they can't recreate.
Duplicate what the album
You can't
is.
Recreate a music video. I'm going to be honest with you. Even if you were still young, you're not going to give the same effect to that music video. You just can't. It's okay.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Another Monday, we're talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Unfortunately, two young women, 24-year-old Tashana Ballard and 29-year-old Ebony Silas, they lost their lives in an overnight shooting inside a Kansas City nightclub, Mayor Lucas, and two others were wounded. Kansas Cityans are tired of waking up to this kind of violence, especially in places where people go to feel safe and enjoy themselves and have fun. What is the latest information you can share about this case? And beyond the investigation, Mayor Lucas, how is the city responding to prevent another tragedy like this from happening in our nightlife spaces?
First of all, I grieve for the victims. As we learn more about them, we're going to learn about how wonderful they were and the impact this is having on broad-based communities. I heard about this shooting at about 4:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, and I first wanted to say not again. It seems like every year we have a nightclub shooting like this. First of all, the law enforcement governmental response is going to be as follows. We investigate to see what rules were not followed, what types of actions need to be taken, and we enforce where we need to make sure everybody's safe. But there's going to be a broader impact of this, which is how do we make sure that people know not to bring guns to nightlife spaces, that we make sure the crowds aren't just hanging there forever, and that where there is some sort of issue, people move on. There was a Jackson County off-duty sheriff's deputy who was there. I believe they had security at least at some of the establishments nearby. That's how we got the call in the first place. But at a certain point, it's going to be folks using their own sense. Whatever fight, whatever beef you're getting into doesn't make any sense. And I'll tell you this, how many more people, typically innocent people, and it sounds like that's the case here, need to die because two fools are shooting back and forth at each other and don't realize that there are dozens or hundreds of other people around. You know, we'll try to do everything we can do from the government side and all of that. But, you know, people got to take some self-control of their own emotions. Don't bring your gun to the spot. Don't fire. And I'll tell you something that I've learned in life, too. You got to walk away. Walk away if it's a fight in a club. Walk away if it's a fight in your marriage or your relationship, because that's another issue. You got to know to get some space from something so we don't see tragedies like this again and again.
Mayor Lucas, you recently unveiled the $2.5 billion budget for KC Mo. There's an increase in KCPD's budget. And of course, it has some of our cousins a little bit nervous and just concerned. Can you give some clarity on this decision and how it will positively affect our cousins out there?
You know, what I think I'll say about this is I hope it does. I hope it does. We're going to, you know, we have this interesting relationship with our state-controlled police department, over which I think we have not all the accountability that we would otherwise like, which is that, you know, they're hiring more people. They're hiring new officers. I think they're hiring good officers. And one way that I think we address the way things work is making sure we get more people from the community. And Tommy, again, I asked them to make sure they do that. They are doing more of that. We have our, I believe, our highest recruiting class since 2007, hired recently. For me, it's about personnel. It's about getting personnel paid. I don't think that means you turn a blind eye to issues that need to improve. I don't think it's that you ever turn a blind eye to accountability. But I'm gonna be real with the community. People, when they call 911, want an answer. People want to make sure the person who answers is respectful of them and in some situations, frankly, looks like them. And I think that's what we're going to try to do to make sure we have a modern police department. And so while there are issues, while we need to get the lawsuits cleared out, while we need to address, I think, more issues on the command staff level, the senior people, I'll make sure we can pay our rank and file officers what they need to be on the streets and to serve our community.
We're talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, I'm excited about the future of 18th and Vine, a $35 million expansion for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, a $3.2 million renovation at the Jazz Museum, the Black Movie Hall of Fame coming in 27, and big upgrades to the Vine itself, Mayor Lucas. Cadets and Cityans love the culture. How do you make sure that this isn't just cosmetic improvement, but that 18th and Vine truly becomes a strong economic engine for the East Side, creating real jobs, Black business growth, and generational wealth for the people who live over there?
You know, I'm going to steal a line from Councilwoman Melissa Patterson Hasley, and I know it 100%. So when do you stop fixing up your house? Do you just fix your house one day in like 1985 and let it just get raggedy for the next 40 years? Mm-hmm. No. You keep working on it. You get a new stove. You get a new refrigerator. You do all this stuff. You paint up your house. You do what you need to do to keep it better. So I couldn't be prouder of 18th and Vine. You know, as many know, I lived in that area for a long time. I love living there. I love waking up and being among the culture. So much of being a Black Kansas Cityan is often feeling like you need to leave your community, that you need to spend your dollars somewhere else, that you need to carve out the little space in Westport or in Power and Light or wherever where your people can be. What I love about 18th and Vine is that it is truly ours. It doesn't mean that everybody else isn't welcome. I love them. I bless them. I love to see everybody spending money around there. But I am proud of Bob Kendrick and an expanded Negro Leagues Baseball Museum telling the story of our community. I'm proud of an American Jazz Museum that gets to step up, not just as a museum space, but hopefully and increasingly as an entertainment space. And we got to be real about it. The Gym Theater, we need to put more investment in to make sure it's the type of entertainment space that can actually get real shows. You can't have people sitting in an old auditorium where there's dust on the seat. And this is no disrespect to them, by the way. But we got to make sure we're spending where we need to. So, you know, Black Movie Hall of Fame, which, you know, Brother Sean Edwards, everybody has words with me sometimes, but I love what he's doing on it. I mean, I think this is going to be good. I think this makes us different. And let me just be real about Kansas City. Why is Kansas City, Missouri special? Why aren't you just going to, I don't even know if they exist, whatever the comedy club was out in Overland Park or wherever else, all the other spots. We are special because of our culture in the city, not just because we're bigger. We need to, I think, invest in that repeatedly. That's what we're doing. As long as I'm around, which won't be forever, we're going to keep investing in it.
That's right. And this is the show that represents Kansas City culture through and through. Unfiltered, baby. Thank you so much, Mayor Lucas. We will holler at you next Monday. Please continue to be a blessing.
All right, everybody. Stay safe. We'll see y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 52. Currently, it is 51. Partly cloudy skies in Raytown. Reality star and actress Tammy Roman speaks on the end of Basketball Wives and her thoughts on that type of reality TV.
For me, Basketball Wives got canceled the day I walked off that set. But I don't miss that type of reality ensemble type energy where you're following the lives so closely of a set amount of people. I don't miss it because I feel like I've opened my entire life up since I was 23 years old. Mm-hmm. People have just been watching my life because I've learned to value it more.
I don't know about that being my life cycle, but because I wouldn't want to. I am so private. I would not want cameras around me all the time like that.
Yeah.
So that's they tough
low
to deal
key,
with.
They low key already around you, but in the capacity of reality TV, it's completely different. Other news, during a sit down, former President Barack Obama broke his silence on President Donald Trump, sharing a video that depicted him and his wife, Michelle Obama, as apes.
There's this sort of clown show that's happening in social media and on television. First of all, I think it's important to recognize that the majority of the American people find this behavior deeply troubling. It is true that it gets attention. It's true that it's a distraction.
Drop the mic on that one.
He Obama. Said he had time today.
Yeah, and that was just a small clip that we dropped in the Morning Gossip.
And he had a bunch of things to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he's right.
Yeah. It's a clown show. Where's the circus music? We need that.
Dang.
No, you good. Look, I'm just thinking. It's I hear it in my head. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine. There it is. Correction on that weather, too, because it's sunny. It looks beautiful outside. The high for the day is actually 67, so it's going to be nice. Get your car washed today. And wrapping up that circus news, we got Aquarius season up next. We celebrating birthdays. That's my jam on deck right here. Hustle and Shine in the morning, only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Side 103 Jams.
God bless the United States.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for... birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those inventive, compassionate, and rebellious Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a major happy birthday to rapper Lupe Fiasco. Sending over some birthday love to rapper YFN Lucci. Happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and rapper Denzel Curry. Happy heavenly birthday to soul singer and songwriter known for his gospel-infused vocal style. Happy heavenly birthday to Marvin Sees. A happy birthday to rapper, songwriter, producer, author, and actor. If you don't know him from his music, you know him from Law & Order, SVU. A big happy birthday to rapper Ice-T. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, and wannabe Shining's favorite artist. Happy birthday to The Weeknd.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Z Thornton, Janae, Chanel Slayton, and Cilla Rose. Happy birthday, Elisa Roth, Sharita Shishi, and T-Bird McCloud. Happy birthday, Lachey Brown, Jay Thunder, and Joey Freeman. Sending big birthday love to Antoine Webb, Stephen Watson, my dog Jermaine Jacobs, and everybody else born on February 16th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Asia.
Hey, Asia. What you doing?
Out making errands.
Okay.
You making them or you running them?
Both.
All right. What scent air freshener you got in the car right now?
I got Black Ice.
Yep.
Of course. Well, typical.
Black History Month favorite. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, cousin.
There you go.
All right, we got a $30 Kansas Lottery X Games family of scratch tickets that's on the line. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to $300,000. If you want it, you're going to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm a care for you.
Come on. reversed it. Yeah, that was good enough for me, D.
Thank you.
All right, cousin, you walking away with that $30 Kansas Lottery X Games family to scratch tickets. If you get all that money, what would you spend it on?
A little trinket for myself.
You ain't gonna tell
me. Trying to get my nails done or something.
Yeah. Treat yourself. Me, myself, and I.
Not treat yourself.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine, Hot 103, dance with the Slam Nat Z.